CliffCentral.com. Oh.
You hear these people talking in the background? Did you hear that? I couldn't make that up.
You know, when you are in a good mood, you border on being a little bit insane. I love it.
It's mania. That's what it is. I'm a maniac.
Appropriate?
No, I'm a maniac. I mean, mania is the opposite of depression, right? Psychologists tell me this. It's the opposite end of the spectrum to depression. So when I'm in a good mood, it's mania. I vacillate between being normal because I don't, for some reason, it takes a huge amount of shit to get me down to depressed. Huge. It's chemical.
Uh-huh.
Depression's a chemical thing. Some people's brains produce the wrong quantities of serotonin, dopamine, mm-hmm. and various others. What's the other one with a C? I should keep a note on this. I've got such great notes on my phone.
You have notes on your phone about serotonin
brain chemistry, yeah.
And dopamine. And
yeah, Mubs. You have no idea what I got on this phone. Let me show you this. This is amazing. I have everything on here. And I even keep like locked notes. So I've got all my passwords and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oxytocin, right? Mm. That's involved in the control of maternal behavior. You've got glutamate, the most common neurotransmitter. It's excitatory, meaning that the release of glutamate by one cell usually causes adjacent cells to fire an action potential. And it's identical to MSG found in food flavoring.
Oh.
Yeah. There's dopamine.
Yes.
A key role in functioning of the limbic system. There's serotonin, which controls mood. You know all about that. Sleep and other things. Acetylcholine, which assists motor function, is involved in memory. Nitric oxide functions as a neurotransmitter despite being a gas. You've got endocannabinoids. These act in that system, the endocannabinoid system, to control neurotransmitter release in the host of neuronal tissues, including the hippocampus, amygdala, basal ganglia, and the cerebellum.
I remember
parts of the brain and the spinal cord.
I remember the word cannabinoids from the Dacha couple when
That's
they were
right.
here.
Yes. Aren't they cool, that Dacha couple?
Yeah.
That you could smell the weed as they came in. All right, enough of the crap from me. We got so much to get into today. Brain chemistry will have to wait until next week. But you know what? I would love to have a proper neuroscientist in here to explain this stuff to us, because I reckon if we understood why we do certain things, why our brain reacts the certain way to stuff, we would be able to take control of that a little more, like act appropriately where necessary. What's going on? Ben's got a list of the top 10 songs of the year.
Ken, I don't necessarily agree with this list, but I think it's thought-provoking.
Nobody cares if you agree with it, Ben.
Well, look, the reason I want to bring this up is because next year...
Are these the best songs of 2020?
People come here to hear your thoughts on sport, Ben.
10 worst songs.
They don't care about your ideas of music.
Oh, these are the worst songs of 2020.
But now, this is according to Time Magazine, right? Which also is one of those publications that went from being something to now just being basically a clickbaiter.
All right, if this song is not on there as one of the worst
but this,
songs...
But this is the thing, Gareth.
Hang on. If this song is not on there, then this whole list is bullshit.
Do the work, baby, do the work. Tonight, baby, do the work, baby, do the work. Tonight I wanna chill, so you gotta do the work.
Here's the best part, are you ready?
If you want it, you gotta earn it. You gotta earn it.
Yeah, if that song isn't on there, Young Thug's Riri, I don't care about the rest of the list.
You see, but it's not. And this is why I was saying, like, this, it's nice to have lists. And next year, what we're going to do on the show, I think we're going to have lists about things. So this time next year, we'll have informed opinion rather than Time Magazine, who I think personally having a shot in the dark here.
All right.
So number 10, 7 Years by Lucas Graham is the 10th worst song this year.
Yeah, well, that sounds so terrible, I'm not even going to look it up.
Okay.
Britney's Private Show. It's also Britney Spears' birthday today.
Bench has a birthday with Britney Spears.
To the day.
Okay.
To the day.
Okay.
You two were born on exactly the same day?
Yeah, she's 35 today.
Ugh. Well, while your parents were having their fourth child and probably, I mean, on the day you were born in a field or something, weren't you? Because you were the fourth and they didn't care and you were raised by wolves most of the time or something.
It was a hospital.
It was a hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's at least something you've got because Britney was definitely born in a swamp.
Oh, yeah. That's
so there it was.
She was, Mubs. You know that. Come on, what are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? She was born in the swamp. Her mother had to catch her before she dropped in the water.
Because the gators were circling.
Yeah, because the gators could... We could smell the pregnancy. Britney Spears is coming.
So Britney's private show, which is it's all about the music video with the choreographed dance.
Can you imagine a private show with her?
Especially that's the when ninth worst. Bald. Ninth worst song. Meghan Trainor's No is the eighth worst song.
Ben agrees with anything by Meghan Trainor being on this list makes Ben happy.
Meghan Trainor is a multiple inclusion on this list. Okay, so her first really horrible song is Eight No. I Hate You, I Love You by Nash is the seventh worst song this year.
Okay.
I don't know who these people. Who's Nash?
Flex, do you have any comments on any of the songs so far?
I don't know how you guys don't know these songs. I Hate You, I Love You.
Oh, right, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Let's get Flex to sing the song.
All right, yeah, you sing the song so we know them. All right.
Not very good, but...
Just all right. Are you kidding? You're fantastic.
No, I'm terrible.
Okay. People have been waiting for you to sing all year.
Michael, quickly from the top. 7 Years by Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old.
That song.
Oh, that's a shitty song.
10th worst song. 9th private show, Britney Spears.
That I have no clue.
See, no one knows. Because everyone's watched the music video on mute looking for a nip slip. No one's actually listened to the song.
Look, Britney Spears, though. You know, she looks great. That body.
She's the same age as me. It's over the hill.
I can tell it's Friday when Mabali's complimenting Britney.
Okay. Meghan Trainor with No, Michael?
Meghan Trainor, No.
That's pretty much what people say about her.
Oh, yes, but she did just remind me. My name is No. My number is No. Jeepers. My sign is No. My address is No.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe this list is actually really good. Okay, so we've already had number 7. Number 6, I Took a Pill in Ibiza. I agree. What a horrible song.
I like that song. What's the problem with that?
70,200 remixes, which are also just crap.
Oh, come on. You are so old. I know today's your birthday, but that song is not shit.
No, number 5. Gareth, you don't get to call him old for not liking something that you like.
And I'm younger
I can
than you.
Call him... Are you kidding? Since when is objectivity part of what I do? I'm the most stupid, biased, unobjective ass in the world. You know that.
Fifth
How long
worst
have you
song?
Worked with me? What, are you known me for 5 minutes?
8 years.
Yeah, exactly.
The fifth worst song this year is Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly.
How does that go?
Flex?
That I also have no clue. I don't
Pashida?
Even know who Machine Gun Kelly is.
Machine Gun Kelly. Sure, she sounds hardcore. Machine Gun Kelly. What is that? Are you looking it up?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Where is that coming from? It sounds so far away.
Well, my laptop.
Oh, it's Ben's laptop.
I can't hum it. I don't know it.
Listen to this. You hear the high-quality sound coming out of Ben's laptop.
Okay, so let's just can make a Machine Gun Kelly. Not memorable, next. Okay? Fourth worst song. The fourth worst song is Ghostbusters remixed by Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott.
Oh, God. Well, that was the shittiest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Just
so
a whole pile of
toilet.
Iggy Azalea's Team was the third worst song.
How does that go? Iggy Azalea's Team. Come on, Flax. We're
that one also
you.
Don't know. I'm not familiar with any of her work.
You are our resident millennial. How dare you not know?
I mean, really.
Kat, do you know this one? Iggy Azalea. Listen, do you know this song? Is that coming from you, Flax, or from Ben?
From Ben.
Kat knows the most songs. Should have asked her. Let me see if she knows. What's your worst song of 2016, Kat? Most terrible song you've heard all year?
Probably the one you just played with.
Young Thug. You don't like that either?
It's so annoying.
But I like it, and Aria Kellman loves it as well.
Yeah, Aria's weird.
Song. So Iggy Azalea's Team just sounds like...
It's trash. Yeah,
no one even knows what it is. Meghan Trainor, she's back with number 2, and the song, Mom.
Oh. Do you know that
Flex?
Song?
Doesn't it go... I ain't your mama. You ain't going to work, boy, but I ain't your mama. I ain't going to cook for you. I ain't your mama.
She has a lot of shit music, eh? Wow, she's really good. She's got the trifecta almost. Is this it? Is this what you were trying to sing for us?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Well, that sounds pretty horrible.
No,
okay.
It's not even one of... It's such a crap song. It's like, you might have a mom, and you might think she's the bomb, and then it's just... But ain't nobody got a mom like mine.
Oh, there's a lot of people with mommy and daddy issues making songs these days, huh?
Okay. And now this is Time Magazine's the worst song of the year. Any guesses?
The number one song?
Yeah, I just have a flash in the dark here. Time Magazine's worst song.
Catch your votes for that young thug, but that's not it. We know that that's not on the list.
Is it? So it has to be international?
Well, it's the worst song.
In the world.
Is it Wololo?
Time Magazine.
I know you're sick of Wololo because you guys have to listen to that every morning with Ari and Kat, right?
Because I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm so bored of that song. Flax, what's the worst song?
What was that song we had this year where it had like those movements and you do those things with your legs and then do the Superman? It had like all these the WAP and everything like that.
Yeah, it's not that.
The Nene, the whip and the Nene.
Now watch me whip.
That's old.
Now watch me Nene.
That's like 2 years old.
No, didn't that come out this year?
No, because when Nene was thrown out of Parliament or Finance Minister, there was all the memes around that.
All right.
I don't know, Ben.
Nene.
Worst song? Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's a
great song.
I believe so too. Time Magazine believe that is the worst song of 2016.
Huh. I don't know about that.
I just think they're just jealous because they look at him and then they look at his wife and they look at his life and they go, screw you, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it's just jealousy. It's resentful people. I agree.
It's a happy song.
I like this song.
No matter who you are.
You know what? F you, Time Magazine. We're going to play this song now. Just to prove a point to you, you bunch of dicks. 1,000-year-old men who write. Who still reads Time Magazine?
I don't have the time.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Paul Hoffman, our guest, he just put up his hand. He's the only guy in the whole universe who still reads Time Magazine. We've got to talk to him about that. You know, does your daughter Kate wear it? You listen to it? Does she? She doesn't read Time Magazine, right? No. Hell no. All right, Paul. Well, listen. Yeah, get yourself a coffee. Are they looking after you there?
Perfect.
All right, there we go. Paul Hoffman, our corruption buster.
Hello.
We're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes about the Cerriti Commission. We'll talk about the Glenister case. We'll talk about the disbanding of the Scorpions. The Bread Cartel. Mubs was very big on the Bread Cartel wide open.
How many millions of people did they affect?
Thousands. All right, we've got a caller on the line who wants to talk to Ben, and then we'll play some Justin Timberlake just to mess with everybody. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, it's Daniela.
Yay.
Ben's girlfriend.
Hello. Hey. Hi, everyone. Hi, Mubs. Hi, Gareth. Happy birthday, Cookie.
Yay. Thank you.
Cookie.
Thank you.
Yeah, we found out the other day that Cookie's the nickname that Daniela uses for Ben.
And just Daniela, yeah.
Listen, Daniela, you didn't see him when he left this morning?
I didn't. I left for Cape Town yesterday.
Ah.
So, okay, so I had to hide a little present in his room for him to find this morning because I wasn't there.
Yeah, this morning at 4:20-something, Meowsers and I were playing treasure hunt in the room in like darkness, and I was bleary-eyed. It was quite fun.
Wow, that's exciting.
I have some insight into why Ben hates pretty much all popular music.
Tell me why, please.
Well, I just said I love Justin Timberlake. Can't start the
feeling. It's actually my fault.
Tell me more.
Of the many things that I do that probably annoy Ben, murdering music is one of them. I will play a song, maybe Ben Hummick, 15 times in a row if I like it.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah.
Well, and it will drive him pretty much insane. I know yesterday he mentioned it on the show. I'm obsessed with The Weeknd at the moment, and that's the only album I've been, his new album, the only album I've been listening to for the last little while. So he's pretty much over The Weeknd.
Don't be too hard on yourself. I do the same thing. When I find a song I like or an artist I like, I listen to them until I can't bear it anymore.
Do you also sing all the lyrics?
Oh, no, Ben.
Of course I do. What person doesn't? That's the whole point of a song, Ben.
And here I was going to sing Happy Birthday. Not anymore.
Yeah. But I do love your singing voice. It's just the lyrics of The Weeknd are slightly
you
morbid.
You said I do love your singing voice as if to imply you don't like my talking voice.
Of course I like your talking voice.
Nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with your talking voice.
Daniela's got a bit of a complex. She believes she sounds like Leanne Manis on radio. And I tell her she doesn't.
No, please. You would need,
tell her she sounds like
you
an
would
angel.
Need the biggest, hangiest, wrinkliest, hairiest okay, balls in the universe to sound like that. Leanne Manis, who is a beautiful woman, I just want to make this clear. Leanne Manis is terrific. She does a terrific TV show. She's a friend of mine. I have lots of love and respect for her. But Jesus, that voice is deep.
It's husky. I know
big, burly mountain men who don't have a voice that deep. Leanne Manis talks and it reverberates. I promise you. There is testosterone in that voice. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe she channels like some... Maybe she's possessed by Satan. But that voice does not come from her.
That's right, Leanne. Spread my name.
What? Who said that? Have you listened to her? And on the phone, you must hear what she sounds like on the phone. Like this.
Maybe we should call. Maybe you guys should call and see what her voice number is.
I mean, I can't be. I'm the least manly guy in the room when she's just talking. I'm not saying there's anything else about her. It's just her voice. She's got a great voice. She should do voiceovers.
I think she does.
Well, just those ones where you know.
You're listening to TouchCentral.fm.
I mean, I can't even go that low. All right, you don't sound...
I'm not that bad then.
You don't sound anything like that. I'm getting okay, totally cool. Carried away on Leanne Manis here. I'm on my own mission and everybody else is shut down. They're like, oh my God, I think he's being insulting. Leanne, I love you. All right. Daniela, thank
cool,
you.
Guys.
You have a happy day and look after Ben thanks today. You know, he's getting feeble in his old age. He needs as much care. And
whatever.
One day when you, Daniela, are in your 30s and Ben is in his 60s, because he's already,
I'm already in my 30s, but sure.
Yeah, but mentally, Ben is in his 50s already. I mean, he's very, you know, he's very mature for a guy of his age. He should be a lot more childish and stupid, but he has no time for that. You know you're going to be looking after an old man soon.
I already am. Just kidding.
I'm very resourceful, I do know.
Yeah, of course you are. Resourceful. Who uses a word like resourceful? Man?
Someone who is resourceful.
No. Someone who was born in the war.
What was I say? I'm very useful.
No, I like resourceful, but you do sound like you grew up with Prime Minister Winston Churchill as your first leader. All right, thank you. Thank you, you two.
Thanks, Daniela, guys. Have a good one.
You have a happy day. Well, you got anything planned for Ben that we need to know about?
There's lots. So I'm flying him down to Cape Town for his birthday. As I mentioned, I'm already here.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, drinks at a few places with some friends and family. Ooh. And then tomorrow, something special in the morning that I don't want to give away. And then a nice lunch and then an evening surprise. So lots of surprises on the
I like the sound. I like the sound of evening surprise. That sounds to me like the most fun. All right, you two. Thank you. Thanks very much,
Daniela.
Have a
good day, guys.
All right,
bye.
There we go. Bye. Wow, Ben. I was talking to Jonathan Witt the other day from the Renegade Report, and he said if you don't immediately marry this woman, you will be making the worst mistake of your life. You're a complete douche if you don't. She's perfect. He said he fell in love with her himself when she said to you, she has no problem with you going to strip clubs. He said that was the moment. Everything fell down around him and he suddenly went, Ben, what's wrong with you? I know you don't care about marriage, but you've got to think about this.
I can assure you there's nothing wrong with me and there's obviously nothing wrong with our relationship. It's great. All this pressure.
Yeah, like everybody leave Ben and Daniela alone.
You must do this. You must do that.
To do their relationship.
Before we go to news, we've got so much to get to. Let me just, Mubs, remind me. Uh-huh. In the next half hour, I've got to play you a clip, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
You're going to love this. And it relates to what you just said about people telling each other what to do and having expectations of each other.
Oh, okay.
She just articulated a position I've held for a long, long time. And Jennifer Aniston, she goes up in my estimation every time she opens her mouth. She really is super smart. I'm starting to think that Brad Pitt is not superficial at all. Like, he seems to, and I don't mean to make this about the man, but Jennifer Aniston is really smart, and she seems to have her life together in a big way. Angelina Jolie is like a UN ambassador for a bunch of things, and we know that she's actually a humanitarian who cares about the world and has deep interest in places that most people don't even know exist. And I'm starting to think like he is more into, and the reason he was attracted to those two women is because they're intellectually even more impressive than they are beautiful, which is obviously not a credit to him, but to them. And I suddenly realized when I listened to this Jennifer Aniston clip, which I'll play for you just now, that that Brad is probably also not, he's not an idiot, if this is the kind of company he keeps.
Well, let's just wait for Time magazine to have 10 best Brad's girlfriends to decide that.
All right. Okay, so on the way, we'll get into the headlines, we'll get into some sport, and remind me to play that clip for you.
Okay.
All right. Four Pipes is taking place. You know about this. This is happening tomorrow. Touch Central brings you the Four Pipes Convoy with Thibaut Touch and Courvoisier this Saturday, December the 3rd. The convoy will be traveling to the Rusty Summer Fiesta at the Olympia Stadium in Rustenburg. Registration fee, 2,000 Rand, which includes entrance, a bottle of Courvoisier, a sticker for your car, and a Touch Convoy jumpsuit. Download the mobile app. Tune in for your chance to win one of two double tickets to this epic event. The app we're talking about is, of course, the Touch Central app. For bookings and more info, go to touchlifestyles.com. That's www.touchlifestyles.com. Do it, do it, do it today. I'm telling you to do a lot today. I should shut up. Right? You want to go straight into news? Flex, can I go straight into news or do I have to go to a song? What's the rule?
You got to go to a song.
All right. See, that's why I have Michael Flex here. He's not just the producer, he's the executive producer. He makes those decisions. Here's another song that should have been in that list of the worst songs in the history of humanity. It's Dizzy
tough
Rascal.
List, huh? Tough list to make up.
No, there's actually so many, so many candidates for that list. This is Dizzy Rascal.
You have to go into genres, like genres of why it's terrible.
Yeah, that's true. But there we are, Dizzy Rascal with Hype. There's no hype in the news. Let's not waste your time. Let's go straight into the headlines. Mabale Moloi, what do we need to know this morning?
Okay, well, the acting CEO of the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, that is Collins Letswalo, he has expressed his confidence in the Hawks being able to properly investigate alleged corruption at the peristatal. You know, he's confident.
Wouldn't it be nice if this acting CEO actually was confident in his own abilities to run PRASA first and worried about law enforcement of the disastrous way it was run by Lucky Montana before, after? I mean, these guys have squandered so much public money. I asked Paul Hoffman about this too.
Well, let me give you those figures, Gareth, because parliamentarians earlier this week were shocked when PRASA revealed, recorded irregular expenditure of 14.6 billion rand. This was for the 2015-2016 financial year.
Do you know how much money that is?
It's 14.6 billion rand.
But the size of this, this is a number even the president couldn't pronounce. It's so big.
800 and 700.
Yeah.
Listen properly.
Yeah.
700 and 69,000.
Right.
820.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the point is, this is a huge, huge number that we're talking about. Billions of public money that has been squandered. This could have been spent on social services, on infrastructure development. If our fiscus had an extra 14 billion rand, we could solve so many of the problems that everybody mouths off about every day. 14 billion rand. Gone. That money doesn't disappear. It doesn't just go like when you leave the tap on and the water goes down the drain. That money's in someone's pocket. Someone needs to go to jail.
Yeah. You know, you talk about people mouthing off about problems, but I suppose this is what people mean when they talk about mismanagement of funds, right? Is that money that could have been better used ends up being completely squandered. This 14.6 billion rand is the biggest of any state-owned company for the period under review. But wait, there's more. The rail agency further admitted before parliament that 24 billion rand worth of contracts are currently under investigation.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed. All right. This morning in the Middelburg Magistrates Court, Theo Jackson and Willem Oosthuizen will return to continue the process of their bail application. These are the two men.
Oh, those two asses that put that guy in a coffin?
Yes. They allegedly beat, threatened to shoot, and forced Victor Mlotjwa into a coffin at the J.M. de Beer Boerderij near the Komati Power Station back in August.
Vamia Boerderij. Do we know what products they make so we can stop supporting them?
Do
we even know who they supply?
I do not have that information immediately, but I can try and find it for you.
No, don't worry. You know what? This is just such an open and shut situation. These guys are clear. Anyone who does this to a fellow human being has just got something wrong with their heads. They've got something wrong with their soul. And you know what makes me angry? The event makes me angry. The thought that didn't or did go into it makes me angry. And the fact that this person was humiliated like this. And they filmed it.
Well,
they filmed it.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about open and shut, like there's video footage.
Right. This doesn't need... I don't understand why this even needs a judge. These are horrible, horrible people. They should, at very least, have to pay the biggest fine so that it hurts their pockets, because that always hurts the most. Or they should be sent to jail to learn. Or even better, that we should just close this whole situation off. The worst thing to me... It's not the worst. The worst thing is that... The thing that irritates me apart from that is the DA. Did you see they put up this tweet the other day to say they're going to the Middelburg Magistrates Court to support the victim? Like the DA need to muscle in on this. Please.
Yeah, look,
get out of here. Yeah. You politicians are trying to get in on all the action.
Yeah.
No one cares about your virtue signaling. Just get out of our picture, please. We don't need the DA involved in this situation.
Now, the investigating officer in this case, Detective Constable Dimakatso Bahula, she told the court yesterday that on the 17th of August, Victor Mlotjwa had left his home in a local informal settlement. He then noticed two Land Cruisers that were following him. Bahula said that the bikies stopped, the two men got out, they assaulted Mlotjwa. Both men warned him that they could shoot and kill him if he tried to run, and then they forced him into the coffin. Now,
it's just so nasty.
The prosecutor in the case is opposing bail because he says that the two might interfere with witnesses who might end up being in danger if they end up being released. So the two will be back in court today. I'm sure they'd love to be home for Christmas, but our prosecutor, Lawrence, he's, you know, doing his best to oppose that and to prevent that from happening. So that will be happening in the Middelburg Magistrates Court today.
There's just some weird people in the world. Very sick in the head. Let's go to the calls. Jacques, what's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, Gareth?
Yeah, you want to interrupt the news. This better be good.
No, it's just something. You keep on making the mistake about a regular expenditure. There's a difference between a regular expenditure and wasteful expenditure.
All right, tell me.
The regular expenditure is not wasted money. It's just where procedures haven't been followed. The procurement procedure hasn't been followed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that the money's being wasted. It's just going to perhaps people who've tendered that is not necessarily, the tender process is not necessarily gone according to what the procurement process is.
All right.
But it hasn't been wasted. It hasn't been wasted. It's not money that's going to go back into the fiscus. It was money that was going to go to some person anyway.
All right.
For a job.
And then the other one, the wasteful one?
Well, that's where money was spent, where there's actually no value gained from spending that money.
All right.
So the regular expenditure, you're still getting value from it, but it's not wasted.
See, Mubs, this is what I love, is someone like Jacques comes along and he educates an idiot like me about the things I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's probably educated a few of us because I didn't know that either.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Take the shot.
Thank you. Always good to have someone who adds value.
Okay.
All right, what are you doing today? Are you busy prosecuting criminals? What's your day job?
You picked up that I was an attorney straight away. Well done.
I can smell you attorneys from a mile away. All right, man. Listen, good luck to you. Have a good day. It's Friday.
Thanks, man. See you guys.
Hey, what happens to you? What happens to you guys during the December holidays? You take time off?
Yeah, we just go and we plot on how to how to take down the world for the January period, eh?
Don't talk nonsense. I'm asking you because the courts obviously close soon.
The courts close. A lot of companies stay open, but obviously things slow down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't close it completely because there's still going to be people who need to see attorneys. Our offices do close, so we're gonna all go away and have a holiday and get drunk, I imagine. But,
yes.
But yeah, then back in January things will be a bit slow, but then. Yeah, it'll pick up again and be a pretty frenetic place. Pretty frenetic at the moment because I think everyone is trying to close matters and get files off their desk before they go.
Good luck, man. Thank you, Jacques.
Sure, thanks,
Gareth. Cheers, all right, bye-bye. Mabs, no time for any other headlines, right?
No, let's get to
the sport.
Get
to Ben and the sport. Ben, it's always good to hear what's going on in sport. You said there's Spanish corruption to talk about.
Yep, Spanish police have arrested 34 people in match-fixing probes. Probes seems to be the fashionable thing right now. They're everywhere.
Listen, everything marries into everything. Look at how synchronized the world is. We've got Paul Hoffman coming in later on. He's South Africa's crime buster and corruption buster.
Yeah, so who would have thought, hey? Like, match-fixing and corruption, we think patch leather jackets, we think Indian people with dodgy cell phone records.
Mm-hmm.
But no, every single person of this arrested 34 was Spanish. Some of them were actually tennis players, 6 tennis players in total. So last year we had this, earlier this year, there was a big story around match-fixing in tennis and how the lower people are given, you know, spot bribes here and there to throw sets or that kind of stuff. And it's such a horrible world, that sort of bottom-level sort of pro circuit. Because you're not making much, you're desperate as all hell, and you just want to kind of, you know, make it to next week. But the horrible thing about this story, other than the fact that it's massive corruption, is that some tennis players have been offered €5,000 to do something. They end up getting paid 50.
Wow.
So just imagine that. You've basically sold your integrity. You've sold your soul to these horrible match fixers. And then they go, here's €50. And that is how horrible and corrupt and unscrupulous these criminals are. I mean, whatever happened to criminals just standing by their word? Saying, here's €5,000 to throw this match.
Did you just say, what's happened to criminals standing by? You expect integrity. Don't you know that saying? There's no honor among thieves.
Yeah, well, there should be, Gareth. If it's such a widespread thing nowadays, can at least they be professional? You know how disheartening it must be to know that you've actually just taken a bribe, but you're only getting 10% of that bribe.
Mm.
What a horrible world we live in. That really does just take the jam out of my donut this morning. Right, what else have we got? We got lots and lots and lots of football. So right now, if you look at the PSL log here in South Africa, Cape Town City have played 11 and they've got 21 points. They are top. Supersport United also played 11 on 20 points. Then we got Wits on 20 points from 9 games. So why that is significant to you is because the first match this evening, Friday, 8 o'clock here on NSA, Wits are hosting Cape Town City, the current log leaders. Got to think Wits are going to bounce back from there. They lost 2-0 to Supersport United during the week. And a great chance to pick up points here against Cape Town City. Who, they're a handy side. Obviously, those were the previous Black Aces that were basically bought and then moved to Cape Town. So they always were a decent side at start. And they've added a few nice dimensions to their team. But a very disappointing 1-1 draw with Kaizer Chiefs during the week against 10 Kaizer Chiefs. Because one got sent off for being a naughty boy. Going to be a good match. Good match indeed. 8 o'clock tonight. Then we've got Sundown versus Free State Stars. Another game to look out for. Chippa United versus Chiefs. These games are tomorrow. Pirates will take on Highlands Park. So all those teams looking for big points there. Especially Kaizer Chiefs. They need to get something. They need to turn something around here. Otherwise, it's going to be just like last year, really. And then Sunday, Baroka versus Maritzburg United. Bloem Celtic take on Supersport United. Those games at 3:30. Looking at the English Premier League log. Again, Chelsea on top here, and then it's Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal as your chasing pack. Big games to look out for there will be the first one, and that is Chelsea going to Man City, 2:30 SA time. Other ones to look out for, Leicester, Sunderland at 5, West Ham versus Arsenal at 7:30. Liverpool will take on Bournemouth Sunday at 3:30, and Everton will host Man United at 6 o'clock. There is so much golf to look forward to and get into this weekend. Charles Schwartzel.
Been saying it like the Americans.
Charles Schwartzel, they've put a lot of effort into the R. He is the co-leader at the Alfred Dunhill Championship, a course that he basically just owns. He just does so well there. He is vying for his 5th title, and he's tied with Paul Dunn at the moment, but Paul Dunn's Irish, so he'll get a hangover and a massive sunburn in the next 2 days and fall away terribly.
Everybody loves that Dunhill Invitational. It just seems to be the thing that nobody wants to miss.
Oh, that Leopard Creek.
Beautiful, huh?
It's just such an incredible piece of land, really. It's on the Crocodile River, so you're constantly seeing game. There's one par five that when you're on the green, you look across, and there's just hippos and crocs. When I played there 2 years ago, we saw two rhinos coming down to drink water, and then they go back.
Well,
and elephants. And,
yeah. Tell you what, if things ever get boring, they just have to have someone eaten. And
but that's what they do. They just pan into the park because that's the Kruger National Park. Mm. So Aussie PGA Championship.
Much better than watching golf.
No, it's a fine balance, Gareth. That's Aussie PGA Championship in the mornings for you if you like golf. And then at night time, it's the Hero World Challenge where all the cameras will be on Tiger despite the fact that he can't hit the ball that straight anymore. In cricket, we've got the Aussies versus New Zealand in an ODI match. So a nice break from Test cricket. Sunday, 20 past 6, you'll see that one going. It is the Chappell Hadley Trophy, so it's a big thing.
All right.
And both teams took a bit of a hammering recently in overseas tours, but they're looking much better now when back home. And that is pretty much it for your weekend sport. Don't forget, Dubai Sevens, 6 past 8 this morning, SA versus Uganda, 11 past 6, SA versus Scotland, and then 7 minutes past 5, SA versus USA. Those are the Blitzbox easy pool games. And then Saturday, England versus Australia. Big match.
Thank you, Ben. Very good. It's 11 minutes to 8. Are you single in the city? Yes, you are, my buddy. Don't give us that cute little laugh.
That was her... That was her yes, actually.
Absolutely. But, Mubs, you are nervous about dating apps, but you're looking to find that someone special. There are a bunch of international dating apps out there, but you don't know because they don't have the local intel. Now, South Africa has its very own app, specially made, just for you. It's launching this month. The dating app is called Wongo, as in Flax.
Wongo for a coffee?
Or...
Wongo on a date?
That's right. It's especially for you, Wongo. W-A-N-G-O. Got it? W-A-N-G-O. It's been created to take the stress out of online dating. Features a unique gentleman's touch. Oh. Ooh.
Yes. Stop it.
Yeah. A place to meet quality people. It's all about manners, respect, and safety. Dating made perfect. Download now or go onto the App Store and find out more. Wongo. W-A-N-G-O. What did I sing the other day? W-A-N-G-O, 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 and Wongo was its name, oh. Get it, ASAP. You got so many apps you could download. This is one that could be quite fun. Who knows, you don't meet someone. And don't pretend you're above going on a dating app. Like 90% of all relationships right now are on social media or on apps before they even begin in real life. Don't judge people. I know, I can hear people silently judging other people. Ah, you met on a dating app. Yeah, well, you met in a bar, you sleaze bag.
Oh, dear. We've come a long way since the days of a gentleman knocking on your door asking permission to court you.
Hello, Mr. Stevenson. My name is Gerald. I'm here to date your daughter. I should like very much to take her away for the evening, just for a light coffee somewhere. And then, failing that, we shall walk the streets for a little while, under the moonlight, and then I shall bring her safely and deposit her on your doorstep before 11 p.m, which is very late. Do you consent?
No.
Uh-oh.
Stupid thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Come on. No.
This is awkward.
Jesus.
A blinding light just came out of that in my face.
One. Listen to that.
I think we've tapped into like Russian secret service. Listen to this.
Koro.
Koro minan. Koro minobella. Dok chow. Savago.
You are insane today.
Yeah, I'm on fire. You see, I take one day off and I'm rested I'm good for a week. We should only do 4 days a week. I'm serious. We should do the show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'd be so much better. You'd get so much better out of us. All right, when I come back, we got a whole lot of good stuff for you. That Jennifer Aniston clip I promised I'd play for you where she says something I think a lot of women feel. Just because it got such a reaction on social media. Let's take a big deep breath. It's Friday, baby. It's the weekend.
At Affluent Prairie Fund Management, we know that time doesn't stand still. Weeks become years as we carry on reducing your retirement income. Once we've deducted management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs, you'll get 60% less in your retirement than you should. Because the passage of time changes all our fortunes.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
The Four Pipes Convoy year-end finale to the Rusty Summer Fiesta this Saturday, December 3rd at Olympia Stadium in Rustenburg. The most expensive convoy in history. Shutting down 2016. Register now. Get your double VIP ticket, your Four Pipes jumpsuit, and a bottle of VSOP Courvoisier. All at 2,000 Rand. Make sure you're part of the most expensive convoy in Africa. Brought to you by the largest HD radio station in Africa, Touch Central. Touch Convoy, Courvoisier, and Rusty Summer Fiesta. Saturday, December 3rd, Olympia Stadium. Register right now. You heard? Bring your Four Pipes only. No two, no three. Four Pipes only, baby. That's right. Yeah!
CliffCentral.com.